tragic. I'm a Swans tragic. I'm a cricket tragic, but I'm a particular Swans tragic. I've got a scarf actually my housemate's scarf. I'm fortunate enough that he's a massive fan as well, but it's hanging above our fireplace. I cannot get enough, and I cannot get enough of footy as a general rule. So I'm absolutely rapt that right now we're joined by Helen Ockerley, who's the culture art sports manager, as long as a key facilitator with the Making Her Mark program, which concerns women's footy in the Kimberley region. Helen, are you there?
Yes, good morning. How are you going?
I'm good. How's it going? Sorry I've caught you so early as well. I didn't realise you were on such a different time zone than what it is here in miserable Sydney at the moment. First of all, I just want to ask about what is the Making Her Mark program? I said to you kind of just on the phone earlier, and when I first got in contact, I saw the little mini documentary the AFL put up on their Instagram the other day. Just tell me a little bit about it. What is it?
Yeah, so the Making Her Mark project is using like football as a tool to go out to remote Aboriginal communities and talk with women about their leadership journey. So just identifying barriers in their community, particularly around, you know, women having a voice in male-dominated sport. However, it has grown. So we're really excited. About a year and a half ago, when Gandawa decided to review their leadership program. And then from that time, there were a few conversations that were happening in the Kimberley with some Kimberley women about, you know, what are we going to do? How do we approach this kind of leadership section? Mm. And we married the two together and really rode on the back of the wave that women's footy is happening now. So, yeah, it was exciting once conversations started happening. And then mid last year, we started visiting remote Aboriginal communities across the Kimberley region of Western Australia, so covering at least 1,200 kilometres either side from Broome to Kununurra.
Right.
Visited 11 communities and over 350 women and girls were involved in the program.
What's the response been like so far? Are they footy mad? Are they keen to get involved in it? And how's it all going, just as a general rule?
Definitely footy mad. you know, the Kimberley is a large scale. Like, we have a lot of land here, and between there we've sectioned it up to East Kimberley, West Kimberley and Central Kimberley. And when you look at that, there's almost 6 to 8 women's teams in each of the regions, and it's only just growing. So there's lots of women playing. There's lots of women who also want to know about the officiating side. So the umpiring, how to use online, you know, sports TD to be able to put our teams on there and to be, yeah. So there was just all these different little things that the ladies wanted to know as well, and also governance side of things, so club development. So Gandawa has been working with communities across the region to get to that point where they're not just playing sport in community, but also starting to begin, you know, their own clubs and develop their own communities and learn governance structures and stuff like that. So it was very exciting to have those conversations and a few of those things pop up.
That's cool. I was actually going to ask what kind of the club development has been like. Like, even here in New South Wales, in Sydney, which is traditionally a rugby league state, the footy club that I've gotten involved in originated as a women's club, and now this is just the first season that they're having a men's team. So it's really cool stuff to see. And again, like you said, the AFL women's, like the AFLW, is going strength to strength to strength. It's fantastic to see. It's worth saying, obviously, you're kind of doing this, you're trying to kind of get out to the Kimberley and get like women involved with footy, because we've seen time and time again that sport can play such an integral role in kind of building community. So what kind of impacts have you seen outside of the footy and them wanting to get involved, maybe just in like just the general like kind of communities that they're involved in? What impact is it having?
Yeah, so we've had a few, I mean, women have always been involved in football in the Kimberley. It was just, there was no platform for them to be playing in.
Right.
And now they've got kind of a platform and a voice to be able to say, yeah, we can put teams together. Yeah, we can travel to town. Because some of the women, like Nookumbah, is 100-odd kilometres from Fitzroy Crossing, which is their nearest town. And they're catching, or, you know, getting all these different cars, community cars, through the turnoff to jump on a bus to go to play football in Fitzroy Crossing. We've got communities around Broome itself, like Broome's a big hub, but we've got communities that are, you know, almost 200 kilometres away that are coming in buses, in droves, to come and play football. And these women aren't just bringing themselves along, they're bringing their children, they have to bring their families, they have to look at all of that kind of logistical stuff. In terms of health and wellbeing, I think women have, you know, the women's sport has played a major role in keeping people active and fit, and just filling that void where sometimes there's not so much in community in terms of social engagement.
Right.
So if they've got footy happening there, they're able to, you know, work with other people around them, connect with different services as well, because we're not just playing footy, we're attaching health services to it, we're attaching, you know, mental health units and all of that kind of stuff to make sure our girls and our women are gaining access to important information to, you know, build themselves.
Yeah, definitely. It's a beautiful thing, I think, how sport can be that avenue for kind of benefit people's lives, even just outside of it, literally just being a kind of physical exertion. It's probably worth mentioning, I read an interesting stat. So Indigenous Australians, or so this kind of the stats that I was reading, makes up about 4% of the national population, but they overrepresent in AFL lists, the men's AFL making up about 10%, and it's only about 4% in the AFLW. So is this the dream? Is this like to kind of see like just Indigenous girls kind of absolutely playing at the pinnacle of the sport on a national level?
Definitely. Like last year we had one of our AFL role models, AFLW role models and an AFL role model come on one of our Balgo trips, you would have saw on the clip. So Frances Watson from West Coast Eagles and Cassie Davidson from West Coast Eagles as well.
Cool.
They came out to Balgo and we're just trying to, you know, put positive role models that have gone through the pathway and for community to be able to have yarns with them and be able to look at, you know, these people got this far, how do we get there? What's the next step? And Gandawa is also working on how to create those next steps. So we have a Kimberley Spirit program that looks at under-19s men's footy in the region that has hub football that's happening across the region. We're going to, you know, copy that to ensure that our girls get the same opportunity as well. So it's just about making pathways clear to women and also accessible. So breaking down the barriers for them to be able to compete or even just to play, really. Those are the two main things, is firstly to play, and then if they love it and if they continue to want to grow internally, externally, then we, you know, provide that next step opportunity.
That's awesome, isn't that fantastic? Because it is. That's what footy's been for so long, that if you're for men or for boys at least, it's that if you're good enough, people will see you and all that kind of stuff. And it's fantastic that those doors are starting to open up for women across the country as well.
Definitely.
In saying that, has there been kind of any barriers that you've had, or any kind of, surely there must have been some tough stuff along the way, even just outside of the travel, like obviously you've got to travel some long distances, any kind of other barriers that you've met?
Yeah, so cultural differences. So, you know, there's so many different languages across the Kimberley region, different tribes and groups. So you've got to be, you know, culturally appropriate when you're going into different communities and being respectful to the way things operate in certain communities. And also things that are happening. You know, the Kimberley region has the highest suicide rate in the world, and some of these communities had been affected by suicide, and to be able to, you know, work with community to figure out when's a good time to come out. We were trying to unintentionally bring people together in a healing space. So, you know, it ended up being some visits ended up being a platform for community to come together at one when sometimes they're a bit broken. So I think in terms of football, it's probably the best sport. You got 30-odd, 40-odd women playing as opposed to other sports where it's a selected number. So if you can bring that amount of people together and times it by 10 and have a footy carnival, then you're hitting a lot of a big audience. So there's a lot of stuff that you can do to help empower communities through that.
It's fantastic. Thanks so much for joining us today, Helen. I just want to ask again, we're based in Sydney. How can maybe Sydney siders get involved with the Making Her Mark program?
So Making Her Mark program is going to happen again this year in May. If you check out our Gandawa site, gandawa.com.au, that's GARNDUWA.com.au, or you can follow us on Making Her Mark on Instagram. Just flick us a message through those social media platforms and we'll be able to get back to you. Or if you really directly want to get involved with anything in it, you know, specific, just give me an email on casm@gandawa.com.au. So that's my direct email. So,
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Helen. Have a good day. Sorry I got you on the phone so early over there.
No, all good, mate. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
No. Thank you. Cheers. That was Helen Ockerley from the Making Her Mark program concerning women's footy in the Kimberley.